The Gemara says in Daf Yoda Aleph, it's starting the pasuk of Mi Ayav Bahaman Loi Tvua. So the Gemara says, Ravashi Amar Kol Ayav Lilmad Bahaman Loi Tvua. The person is Ayav Lilmad Bahaman Loi Tvua, and then it brings down the memory of Yosef Reb Chanina. And then afterwards, the Gemara brings down a different shot from Ravina. The Ravina Amar Kol Ayav Lilamad Bahaman Loi Tvua. Somebody who is Ayav to be Milamad Bahaman Loi Tvua, and it brings down the name of Rabbi Harbi Talam Adam Rabbi Mechaber Yosef Mem, Mitamidim Yosef Mikula. Now this Rashi says in the Ramaskol Ravashi Amar, he says, but the Rav Ashi Gersinan Lilmud, but the Ravina Gersinan Lilamid. In Rav Ashi, the Gersa is Lilmud, and Ravina, the Gersa is Lilamid. And the Shah is, what is Rashi doing? What's he saying? Why is he telling us what the proper Gersa is over here? What's he coming to Bavarn? So Bikvegon Gil and Shah says like this. He says, Ratzal Etarets, the Lom Hikdim Rishon Div Rav Ashi Lid Ravina. Ravina Kashish Minay. Rashi is bothered. Why does he marry down the Memra of Rav Ashi before Ravina? Ravina was older than Rav Ashi. Lezek Hasav Rashi, the Div Rav Ashi Lomad, but Ravina Lomad, Mishim Hachi Naka Kaseda Lomad Vachakach Lomad. So Rashi is answering this and saying the reason why Rav Ashi came first, even though Ravina was older, is because Rav Ashi darshans the pasuk on Lomad, and Ravina darshans on Lomad, and that's the Seda Advarim. First comes Lomad, then Lomad, and therefore the Gemara followed the Seda of Lomad and Lomad, and not the normal Seda of Ravina coming before Rav Ashi. That's the pshat that he says in Rashi. My son, the Sefer Kerem Yeshua from Hagayin HaBakir B'Shua Kon Shlita, he says, he has a whole shtick on this in page Kuf Chaf, and he's Tamei on Rabbi Kiveger. He says it's a Pella. Rabbi Kiveger is assuming that Rashi is about, look, with the Kasha, why we mocked him, Rav Ashi to Ravina. And he says that if you look in most of the places in Shas, wherever you have Ravina, Rav Ashi Taka comes before Ravina. He brings many, many Mekarmas, just to quote a couple. He quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Dalet, Daf Malef, Baba Mitzia, Daf Ayin Alef, Daf Pei Vav, Sinhedrin, Daf Ches, Daf Tes, Daf Samachav, Daf Tzadihei, and so on. He has many, many rayas, many mekaymes where the derech of the Gemara is to have Rav Ashi before Ravina. So what b'chol is Rabbi Kiveger's kasha? That is the derech b'chol Ashas. And he says, besides that, it's not shver why Rav Ashi would come before Ravina, even though Ravina is older, because he brings rayas. So Rav Ashi was the Rebbe of Ravina, so it makes sense that he should come first. So because of that, he doesn't really understand the Hanacha Rabbi Kiveger's kasha that Rabbi Kiveger says Rashi is coming to Bavar, and he says really that Rabbi Kiveger, he would say that the pashas and Rashi is that Rashi had different gersai, so it wasn't clear in Rav Ashi and Ravina, are they both lomad, are they both lamed, is one lomad, one lamed, and Rashi just telling you what the proper gersa is based on what you see from the Gemara, that this has to be the proper gersa, that Rav Ashi was lomad and Ravina was a lamed. That is what the he would say the pashas and Rashi is. But why is it, What does Rabbi Kiveger mean that Rashi was bothered with the Hakdam of Rashi to Ravina, if the Meisin that seems to be the Mahalach anyways in most places in Shas?